Beauty Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate.
Kia ora and welcome to Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We're a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, social justice, the Catholic Church, or interfaith relations. Today, my visitor is Sue Melzer. Sue, a very warm welcome and hi to my radio program.
Thank you.
Sue Melzer is originally from Wellington, and she's the principal of the Kadima School, the only Jewish day school in Auckland. She has been involved in teaching for more than 30 years, and for the past 20 years, Sue has been teaching at Kadima School in various age levels. Sue, you are the principal of Kadima School. Can you tell us more about the school and the history of that school?
Well, now we're the only Jewish day school in New Zealand. There was another Jewish day school in Wellington called Moriah, but that closed its doors about 5 years ago. Kadima's been around for 49 years. Next year is its 50th jubilee. And up until about 10 years ago, we were a private school. And we state integrated 10 years ago. We've always had non-Jewish children at the school. At the moment, we are at least 55% Jewish and 45% non-Jewish, very ethnically rich school.
And what does the name Kadima mean?
Kadima means going forward.
Going forward. So it's for the children to be sent out and to go forward.
Yes.
Are there other Kadima schools, or is that very specific, this name?
There is another Kadima school that I know of. It's in Buffalo in New York.
And so before 1971,
yes,
it was established. 1971, there was no Jewish school, so the Jewish kids went to the state schools usually.
Yes, and there was like a Hebrew school, which, you know, just going on a Sunday. But there was a trust, Mr. Goldwater bequeathed part of his estate to set up the Goldwater Trust, and that was for education of children.
Because Jews have been in Auckland for many, many years.
Yes, yeah.
And, yeah. So for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or visit our website or Facebook page at Te Ngaka Wai Ora, Mercy Spirituality Center. My visitor today is Sue Melzer. Sue is the principal of the Kadima School, the only Jewish day school in New Zealand, not just in Auckland, in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that Kadima is located on the premises of the Orthodox Jewish Synagogue, and you said that 50% of your students are Jewish.
Yeah.
Are they all from the Orthodox?
No. They are any spectrum of Judaism. Some children are not, or families are not connected to any community. They could be Israeli, conservative, progressive, and Orthodox.
Do you teach Hebrew in the Kadima School?
Yeah, we teach modern Hebrew. It's a compulsory language, whether you're Jewish or you're not Jewish.
So the parents who send their children to the Kadima School and who are not Jewish, they are aware that their children have to learn Hebrew.
Yes, and Jewish studies.
Yeah, but no old Hebrew, not the Hebrew of the Bible?
In Jewish studies, we teach the old text, but the actual language is modern Hebrew. So both parts of the language are incorporated.
Yeah. And you have Jewish studies, so how much Jewish studies?
Well, Jewish studies filters right through the school, but probably formal lessons, a couple of hours a week. But we also have tefillah, which is the prayer service in the morning, which is a learning aspect for the children. And because the feeling of Judaism filters through the school, it comes into other lessons within the classroom as well.
Can you tell us about this prayer service?
It's just our morning service, and the children, it's about 40 minutes in the morning. It's very song-based. It's all in Hebrew with some of the translation into English.
And do you have also prayer at the end of the school day?
No, just
at the beginning.
Yeah, Jews pray three times a day, but at Kadima we do it in the morning. It's a good start for the morning.
So 3 days a day would be morning, midday and evening?
Yes.
Mm. And midday would be for lunch or after
it's
lunch?
Just after lunch, just yeah. After there's lunch. A time frame when it should happen, but mm-hmm. yeah.
And I understand also that Kadima is planning to embrace more students from diverse range of religions, cultural, ethnic, national and community backgrounds. Are there other examples of Jewish schools that have opened their doors to the wider community in other countries?
Yeah, there's other communities or smaller Jewish communities that have non-Jewish children at their schools. It's probably because of money as well. You know, to keep a school going, you need children at the school. So we've always had non-Jews at our school, and it makes it ethnically rich, yeah.
And you incorporate a lot from the state schools also, because you are recognised as a school that where anybody can go to, theoretically.
Yes.
And how is the process to get into the school?
The parents just make an application, and then if they, a non-Jewish parent, a Jewish child has access to the school anyway, and if you've got a child in preschool or you've got a sibling at the school or a family member of the school and you're not Jewish, you have access to the school as well. And also, otherwise you have to write a statement that you are going to be sympathetic or you understand that we're a Jewish school and why you want to actually be there.
And then it's brought to a committee and they decide on it?
Yes, our Goldwater Trust, our proprietors, make the decision.
So how many students do you have actually at the moment?
We have just over 150.
Hmm. Hmm. And you're in the synagogue?
Our building's in the synagogue, yes. Yeah. Our classrooms are around the synagogue, actually, the way it's been built.
Oh, so was it built at the same time as the synagogue?
Yes, it was. About 10, 12 years ago, it was renovated. So where our main classroom block is at the moment, that was the women's section, because in Orthodox Judaism, men and women are separated. So that used to be the women's section. So they renovated the synagogue and they tweaked it slightly, and they used the space of the women's section to make more classrooms. And then we have another floor, which used to be the airspace, which is our Hebrew, our art space, and our Jewish study space.
So the synagogue, in fact, is like a little Jewish village in Auckland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's community. It's our community hub.
Yeah. And on the website of the Kadima School, it says love for lifelong learning. And I've heard a lot about the Jewish tradition of Chavrusa. Can you tell us about Chavrusa? I don't know if you're using it in your school.
We use it in Jewish studies. It is when Jewish children or youth learn, or adults learn, in a yeshiva setting, which is the more text-based learning from the Torah.
Yeshiva
is like a religious learning center for just Judaic studies. So they are all around the world. We haven't got any in New Zealand. But it's a style of learning. So you might have a pair of either men or women learning together. They will take the same text, they will read that text, and they will analyze that text for themselves, and then they will share their opinion of that text, and they will look at it from a different angle, and each person gets a point of view without the other person running them down. So you might just reflect on the text in a slightly different way from your partner or from somebody else. So it has a deeper meaning and a deeper sort of analytical approach.
And is it always the same partner, or are you put together whenever it suits the teacher?
When I use it in the classroom setting, it's maybe the same partner, maybe different partners. it's good to mix it up.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have different opinions. But it's definitely a style of learning, and definitely not, you can have your argument, but you never talk up over the other person, and you never think the other person or your opinion is better than the other person. It just adds a different value to the text.
And if that happens, what happens then? Is that, that comes the teacher and clarifies?
Well, because we're a primary school, yes. Yeah. I clarify it, but yeah. I suppose if you have it in an older pupil setting, the children or the teenagers or the adults are used to using that anyway. So.
Yeah. So you start with it in the primary school. What grades do you have in your school, in the Kadima school?
We have a preschool, which is private, not part of our school, but is obviously on our centre, and a lot of our children feed into that. And we have a lot of things happen together from year one up to year eight.
Okay, and then they go to colleges.
Yeah, they go to their, I don't know, zoned high school or private schools.
Yeah, but some of them stay connected to the Kadima school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have children come back and visit. They come to youth groups in the centre as well. So,
and the teachers are all from, they're all Jewish?
No.
No?
No.
And do you have a special focus in the school? Like, because you are, for example, very interested in environmental studies?
Yeah, we're a STEAM-based school, which a lot of, it's a very known thing. It comes from STEM, but we've added the arts now for STEAM. Very environmentally based. So if you looked at our school, we have our gardens at the back. We recycle all our waste products. We have worm bins, compost bins. We have chickens.
Have chickens?
Yeah, we have chickens.
In the middle of Auckland?
Yes. And we also, the water that comes from our air conditioners, that's not filtered back into the drains, we collect and use in the gardens as well.
So you use the water from the air conditioning?
That reuse the ones on the side of the building that just drip onto the car park. We collect the water and use it in the gardens.
Oh, wonderful. Mm. And the children also have ideas of what else to do. So when you give them an incentive, they might have their own ideas.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And it filters into Jewish studies.
Yeah.
Today is Tu B'Shvat, which is, we call it the birthday of the trees. It's the 15th day of Shvat, which is one of the Jewish months. And it's a very environmentally based festival. So the children are celebrating that today at school.
Are they planting trees somewhere?
They're planting trees in our back gardens. They'll eat fruits. We will... in our lessons this week for our Jewish studies, we'll be looking at the texts from the Torah, multiple texts that talk about trees, not cutting down trees if you invaded a city, planting trees. We get our food from them, that you shouldn't overplant your fields, you should let them rest once every 7 years. So all those things come into our modern day living.
Yeah. And so you've mentioned STEAM, STEAM. Yes. What does it stand for?
Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts and Mathematics.
And that is for a primary school?
Yeah. There's a lot of schools have adopted that now as well.
Yeah.
So if you walked around our school, you wouldn't necessarily see them having a STEAM lesson. They just know when they're doing project-based work what aspects of STEAM they're actually using. So if they were doing something to do with the environment and they were building something, they could tell you that they were using science, their technology, their measurement and maths. Maybe if it was a structure, that they had to get the engineering side of it for balance, etc., right. And if part of the group was wanting to advertise that, they would write the script and do the advertising. Yeah. And it might get filmed as well.
And do you work together with other schools? Because you just mentioned that this is done in a similar way maybe in many other schools, and in order to be part of the community and getting other opinions, other views or other experiences together, do you work together with other schools?
Not necessarily work together, but, you know, when you're having collaborative meetings and things, you might discuss how other schools are doing it.
Mm-hmm. And some children, when they prepare themselves for bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, I think they are 12 or 13 when they're...
Girls are usually in the 12th year and boys in their 13th year.
Yeah. So they prepare to be full members of the Jewish community, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And some of them, they have a project of that has to do with environment.
It just depends what community and how that's taken on. We encourage our children at school, like we've got Purim coming up, which is a festival about Megillat Esther, the Book of Esther. And one of the aspects of Purim is charity. So we usually have a school-wide collection of food, and we give it either to the Salvation Army or Visiting Mission. At Shavuot, we also collect.
What is Shavuot?
Shavuot is the Festival of Tabernacles. So it comes after Passover, 6 weeks after Passover. Again, it's like a harvest-type festival. So again, the children will collect different items and they will be donated on as well. So there's a very rich feeling within the school and the community of helping others.
Yeah. And so this is then spread out. Do you, by the way, I'm just thinking, because you have only one school in New Zealand, do you now receive students from other parts of the country?
No.
No.
Because we're only a primary school, so...
Yeah, it's too young. So the parents might move to Auckland for a while.
Yeah, we have had students from Waiheke.
But you're based in Grays Avenue.
Yes.
So there are not many primary schools in that area, are there?
There's Freeman's Bay.
Yeah.
And Newton Primary.
Yeah. Mm. And are you preparing something also in that direction? That's why I meant with the schools, if you prepare the students also for kind of interfaith acknowledgement and the relationship between different religions who may have similar approaches.
We do teach the children about other religions as well. We have, because of our rich ethnicity at our school, we have Hindi, we have Buddhist, we have Baha'i, so that just comes into normal playground conversation and classroom conversation as well.
Yeah, so they grow up as a real Aucklander.
Yeah.
And, do you have any other examples of students who went through the Kadima School? Because it's almost 50 years, so you'd have lots of students who've left and who are somewhere else in Auckland or in the world?
Oh, we have them worldwide. We've got artists, we've got rabbis, we've got designers, lawyers. So,
are there any stories that are particularly fascinating?
It just depends what you think is fascinating. But we've had Olympic ski races and, because it's so, we've been around for so long, there's a real mix. But we're really well known for our arts. And even if you look back 10, 20, 30 years ago, we've got children that are very strong in the arts as well. So we seem to be a very creative school, musical school. We've had actors come through the school as well. So
the arts, when you say arts, so that's performing arts and
performing.
Painting and sculptures?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, performing arts, musical, yeah.
Are you also connected to some exhibitions that are in different places? In Epsom Girls Grammar, next to that building, there is
the Art Centre.
Yes.
We're not really connected to that, no. But the children do get, we quite often send excerpts over to the Toy Toy magazine, which is a educational publication, and quite often our artwork or our writing gets into that. We have quite a strong family roots project, and this year is the first year that we're entering an international competition in part of Israel, so worldwide, and our year eights are just preparing for that at the moment, and their projects will get sent off in March. Last year we were invited to the Flipbots robotics competition, which was generally a year eight to year 10 competition.
What is a robotics competition? Something with computers?
Robots. And coding. But it was a STEAM-based competition, so the children not only had to work in a group of five students collaborating together, they had to come up with a STEAM-based project and talk about how they were going to solve a problem in a city in 30 years' time. So our children took out third place against these much older children, and we're going off to Sydney in July for the finals. And our other team picked up the only other award, which was called the Rocket Lab Award for Imagination and Creativity. Mm-hmm. So for such a small school and young children, we did incredibly well.
Yeah, and I hope that we can make it work, that you'd have a lot of a lot of contact with other schools, because I think that's important that they know from each other. Because often when I look at my interfaith work, it starts with the children. So it's important that the children know about other faiths. And you say that there are people who send their children to the school who are of different faiths, so they get to know each other. And I think it's great. And so I hope that you're doing well and having doors open for other students and also go out and meet the Catholic students, the Anglican students, and because there's this project once a year in the Mara in Amarai, where we have students of different schools coming together. They are already older, so they are college students, I think 16, 17, who come together and then they prepare something about their religion. So I think it's important that they are well prepared and get to know others of other religions, and this way build bridges over different religions.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
For your work in the synagogue, in the school, Karima School.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. And so what is coming up in our Mercy Spirituality Center? Everybody's invited, by the way. We don't exclude any religion. And we do have every year we have interfaith events and we have interfaith conversations, a little bit maybe like what you said with the Chavruza. We have not a discussion, but we'll bring our opinions on or thoughts about a certain topic. This year, our theme in the Spirituality Center is the theme of presence. And we'll have an interfaith event later in the year in July, where we have also Jewish person, Jewish representative, and we have Muslim and Christians of different denominations who are going to talk about presence. And I think it's good to be present and to exchange ideas and to do something for the environment, what you said. And it sounds like we are not so different, because in many countries, trees are holy, sacred in many, many countries. And I'm glad here in New Zealand that we get the reminder every now and then, and that our trees are very precious. So thank you for keeping that in mind for the children.
Thank you.
So for the center, we'll have on the 25th of February, Tuesday, we'll have Sister Bridget Crisp, who will lead us in a one-day workshop with the title, Who is My Neighbor? And she comes from the point of view of also Laudato Si, and that's a papal encyclical, and it's about environment mainly. And on Friday, the 28th of February, Susan Healy will give an evening talk about the Treaty of Waitangi and what it means in 2020. And we've just had the celebrations for Waitangi and 180 years ago. But what does it mean for 2020? Is it still relevant, and in which way? And so this will be an interesting workshop. On Monday, the 2nd of March, Mary Barker will give a presentation on spirituality and art. And then please remember that we will start a new reflection group with the title Mercy Global Presence. This is a worldwide opportunity to reflect on mercy values and traditions, to engage in collaboration with others for a globalization of compassion and mercy in our world. We will gather on the first Sunday of every month in the chapel of the Mercy Spirituality Center from 2 o'clock to 3:30, and everybody's welcome. For this reflection group, you don't have to register. and our first gathering is planned for Sunday, the 1st of March. For all other events at our center, please register with us per phone at Auckland 09-638-6238 or through our website at www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. I wish you all a good Friday and a good week ahead. And thank you very much for having come to the studio, Sue.
Thank you.
We forgive the incompleteness in another. In mercy, our sins are healed and we are whole again. We'll be right back.